This is the NetGroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. Last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered South Africa's 2026 State of the Nation Address from Cape Town. It was his second SONA under the Government of National Unity and his 10th in total as State President of South Africa. It comes at a moment of cautious economic improvement, but deep public frustration over crime, water shortages, and failing local government. What were the key messages of the address, and what do they mean in practical terms? Firstly, the economy, turning a corner, but not yet transforming lives. The president opened with a cautiously optimistic assessment of the economy. He pointed to improving growth, easing inflation, better credit ratings, and stronger investor confidence. Most notably for households and businesses, he confirmed that load shedding has ended, describing energy reform as one of the government's most tangible achievements. However, Ramaphosa was clear that economic recovery is not yet fast or inclusive enough. Unemployment and poverty remain stubbornly high, and growth is still too weak to materially change everyday living conditions for most South Africans. The government is acknowledging that political legitimacy now depends on whether economic gains translate into jobs, incomes, and better services, not just macro indicators. Two, three strategic priorities under the Government of National Unity. A central theme of the speech was alignment under the GNU. Ramaphosa outlined three priorities that will guide government action this year. First of all, inclusive economic growth and job creation. Secondly, reducing poverty and the cost of living. And finally, building a capable, ethical, and developmental state. The emphasis was on delivery, reflecting coalition governance and the need to show practical results rather than political positioning. Over the next year, the success of the GNU will be judged less on policy ambition and more on execution, coordination across departments, and the ability to intervene where institutions are failing. Three, crime and organized syndicates, the strongest language of the night. One of the most striking moments of the address was the president's description of organized crime as the single biggest threat to South Africa's democracy and economic development. He announced a series of measures, including deployment of the South African National Defence Force to support police in gang-affected areas, particularly in the Western Cape and Gauteng, increased police recruitment and specialized intervention units, revetting of senior police leadership, including lifestyle audits, and finally, stronger anti-corruption efforts and the introduction of a whistleblower protection bill. For communities affected by gang violence, extortion, and illegal mining, this acknowledgement is significant. Expectations are high. South Africans have heard enough tough rhetoric before. What will matter now is visible enforcement, successful prosecutions, and sustained presence on the ground. Four, water declared a national crisis. Water shortages moved firmly to the center of national policy. Ramaphosa described water as the most immediate concern for many communities, driven by failing municipal infrastructure and poor maintenance. In response, he announced the creation of a National Water Crisis Committee, which he will chair to coordinate expertise, funding, and rapid intervention where systems are collapsing. This elevates water from a local government issue to a national emergency. The test will be whether coordination replaces fragmentation and whether accountability follows, especially in municipalities with chronic failure. Five, local government reform, acknowledging systemic failure. The president was unusually direct about the state of local government, acknowledging that many municipalities are no longer capable of delivering basic services. Government plans include stronger oversight, clearer accountability, and faster national intervention when services collapse. This signals a shift away from tolerance of persistent dysfunction. If followed through, it could reshape how services are delivered, but it will likely face political and administrative resistance. Finally, infrastructure and investment, the big economic lever. Ramaphosa reaffirmed a large-scale infrastructure drive with more than R1 trillion planned over 3 years, focused on energy, water, transport, logistics, and digital infrastructure. Public-private partnerships are central to this approach. Infrastructure is positioned as the engine of growth and job creation. Key risk is implementation capacity and financing, issues that will come into shape focus in the upcoming budget. In summary, SONA 2026 was less about new vision and more about execution under pressure. President presented a government that believes it has stabilized key systems, especially energy, but now faces its hardest task, turning stability into safer communities, reliable services, and real economic opportunity. For South Africans, the message is clear. The era of promises is over. The year ahead will be judged not by speeches, but by delivery, accountability, and measurable change on the ground. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.